Hello and welcome to another episode of To My Younger Self, To My Older Self. My name is Donna. This evening I have a very special guest with me. His name is Dwight and he is a very successful IT consultant and he's also my older brother. So I put Dwight in the hot seat and asked him my three questions. Here's how he got on. Enjoy.
Hello, hello. Good evening.
Hello, Donna.
Hello, Dwight. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Thanks for asking that question. Thank you very much for joining me on my podcast, To My Younger Self, To My Older Self. Dwight, I am going to have to be completely honest with my listeners and talk a little bit about the relationship that you are to me, and that is that of my older brother. So I'm a little bit nervous because you're my older brother, and I've known you all my life, and this is really exciting. I'm so happy to actually have you come and do this interview with me. For some reason I actually thought you'd probably be the toughest nut to crack, because
thanks for having me. Not a problem at all. Always a pleasure to share my experiences, especially to my younger sister. keep that hierarchy, keep it alive.
Absolutely. Now, we're brother and sister, so we grew up, and I've spoken on previous episodes about the kind of upbringing of our parents being first generation kind of immigrants from Jamaica into the UK, and they have instilled or had a particular belief for so many of that generation, and of course they were a little bit after the Rinbush generation, but with the Rinbush generation coming over and the kind of values that they instilled in, especially in our generation, and the expectations and wanting us to be successful, and they've come over here to give us what they hope and believe will always be a better life, and giving us the, as you, I'm quoting you, giving us the tools to succeed and go on and achieve more than well, I don't say more than that they, but they want us to go out there and have more than what they had. And that's one thing that mom's always wanted to do, is for us to go out and achieve, and we have. And I have to admit, you are my older brother, you are very, very successful, and you're pretty much living and raising your children in pretty much, it's not even pretty much, a middle class upbringing. You know, this beautiful house in the suburbs on the right side of town, and to me you do embody exactly what so many of the Rinwood generation and the generations before is what really wanted to achieve, or wanted the children to achieve. And so I'm going to be biased, you are my older brother, but I will firstly say I am ridiculously proud of you. And what you have achieved, the career that you have, the home that you give, provide for your family, my nieces and nephews, and you know, you just given them an amazing upbringing. We had a great upbringing, but also you've been handed the baton and you've ran with it, and you're passing it on to your children as well. So Frank, I'm just, once again, I'm gushing, you're my brother, I'm very, very proud of you. And
thank you, it's too
fine. Not a problem. So you know a little bit of what I'm going to talk about and the questions I'm going to ask you. So I'm going to go straight in there and ask my first question, and which is, what is the best advice someone from the older generation has ever given you, that could be parents or uncles, aunties, older cousins, someone that's from the older generation? What's the best piece of advice they gave you growing up?
Okay, now Do you want just one single piece of advice, or can I give the best bits of advice that I've taken?
Let's go with the best. What's the single thing that's made the biggest difference for you now and in shaping you to be the man that you are today?
Okay. As you know, we've come from a large family with lots of uncles and aunts,
yep,
cousins, etc., grandparents. Mm-hmm. We've been given a lot of advice over the years. I think the single most, they've all been important in different ways. I think the single important bit of advice which transcends everything really is the advice that that our mom gave us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he sat us down and says, look, you're in this country, life is stacked against you, so you're going to have to work harder than everybody else just to be treated on the same level.
Yeah.
I've taught that on, and throughout life I've done that. You know, I've made sure that whatever career I'm going into, I make sure that I'm at the pinnacle, I make sure that I've studied, I make sure that I'm at the forefront of emerging technologies. And that's all based on what we was taught, what we was brought up with, basically, that you've really got to be there on the cutting edge just to be able to, you know, participate. So, yeah, I think that's, you know, that's single piece, best piece of advice. I've had lots of other advice over the years, which has been very useful. And they're all really a subset of that core principle.
Yeah. That's absolutely true, and that's something that I remember clearly being told as well, and it's absolutely true. And yeah, we as children, both you, myself and our younger brother, we just, you know, really taken that on board and has just worked to the best of our abilities. And I think I've done okay, not quite older brother Dwight, kind of level, but I'm okay. I'm all right.
You've done amazingly well in your career. You really have, and I'm really proud of you. You know, you've come a long way. You take no nonsense. You know, and you live the life the way you want to live. You know, and you're very good. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, thank you. It's not about me though. This is about you. But thank you for that. So I'm going to move on to the second question then. And once again, we grew up in the same home. So what is the piece of advice that you wish someone from the older generation had told you? Something that you later learned as you was growing up and moving through life that you wish you was told at a younger age?
Right, okay. Maybe take more risks in life.
That's
to be too conservative and not being afraid to, you know, take risks. Nothing's ventured, gained. You know, yeah. I wish I was taught more about finance, you know, like stock shares, things like that. ISAs, you know, those type of things, you know, wished would have learned that at an early age. But more important than that is just things in life, like not worrying. You know, at the end of the day, we could see our mum now. She rarely worries about anything, especially not what people think of her. Definitely not. I think we go through life worrying a lot about things, and then when we get to the apex of a specific problem, it turns out that it just didn't matter. At the end of the day, what he's worrying about, the worries that you had, never came to fruition.
Yep.
So, you know, at the end of the day, nothing really matters. You know, when you're old and grey, all the things that you've worried about in the past, when you look back at them, you just laugh and you think, hold on, I was worried about that situation there, and now I just find it amusing. But when you're in it, you know, it's a different thing. So, you know, so what I'll be teaching the kids, you know, just try not to. Well, you can't live a blasé life of no consequences, but as long as you're living the right way, you're making the right choices based on your conscience, then whatever you get dealt, you'll never be given a bad deal. You'll always overcome any circumstance, any adverse circumstances.
That's brilliant. And it's very, very true. And going back to what you were saying about what you would wish you was told when you're younger, now I absolutely agree 100% with that. And it's, once again, the point of this podcast is not to be negative about the older generation. I do feel that something that, while we're being pushed academically to work harder than the next person to really stake that claim, you know, learning about finance, stocks and shares is something that I completely agree. I wish I was taught more about that. I wish I was taught more about business. I speak to you know, people of my age that were running tuck shops at school. I'm like, what, really? And I just thought that, I ended up thinking that, you know, that's something that you're just born to do, you just have this inkling to do. But at the same time, with the generation of our parents and grandparents, it's very working class. You're kind of driven to, they want you to have a better job and have a better education so you earn more money. And at the same time, it's, your parents can only teach you what they, in some ways, what they know about and how to improve on, you know, and they want you to go out and build and improve on what they did. So what you're saying there is so true, but this is something that I've been thinking about, and something that you can go on to teach your nieces and nephews. And I think that's the great thing about when you go through generations, is that you build on the knowledge of our family and ancestors, and then expand on it based on your experience as you become an adult and a parent and a teacher and a uncle, and impart your knowledge and experience onto the next generation. And I think that's something our family's done ridiculously well. We really do.
Yeah, and agreed.
You know, me, you both know and remember all those gatherings and family gatherings from when we was kids, sitting down with the uncles, and then as you got older and we became adults, how the conversations changed and became molded. So I think we're very lucky that we do have this big family, and we have all these influences from our peers of different ages. Some are only few years older than us, like 16, 17 years older than us, and then others that are 20, 30 years older than us. And we're just so lucky and so blessed to kind of have, you know, this whole melting pot of experiences, information and wisdom passed down. And I think we both really benefit from it. And the great thing is that the generation underneath us and your children, they'll still benefit from it. Hopefully more than, and even more than what we did, quite possibly.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Now the kids know the world's their oyster. You know, it's just what's different to when we were younger.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot more opportunity.
Mm.
So, you know, they just need to grab it with both hands.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh wow. Okay. So I'm gonna go on to question number 3. And I'm not gonna I know how old you are. So for you, the third question is going to be, what is, or what would be your message to your younger self? What would you say to the 18-year-old or 16-year-old Dwight from your viewpoint now?
Oh, yeah, one day you'll come across a company called Google. Buy loads of shares in them.
Do you know? You know what? Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to tell this story?
So Google was just being formed, and they're a search engine, but it's very small. And I heard that they were bringing out a new email application and such forth. And I thought, might just stick a couple of hundred quid on Google. Get a few shares in Google. Then I asked someone, you know, what about putting in like 500 quid on Google? It's this company I've just heard of, pretty small, but you know, I think about taking a punt on them. And I was told, no, don't do that. It's the boys' financial bubble. The bubbles burst. Don't do it. I was like, okay then.
Oh, maybe dear. Yeah.
But then we shared for a couple of pence to share at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hence my previous advice to take more risks.
More risks. I was just about to say, I said, is that where you're getting that where you draw on that one? And you know what, Dwight? You're not the only person that's had a similar experience, but you learn from it, and you think, right, I'm not going to do that again. And even when I look at all these companies and apps that are around, I'm still thinking, oh, there's no more original ideas left, and then something will come to me. And yeah, there's always something that comes up as well.
On a serious note, so what I was really giving myself advice if I was 18 is just saying that happiness is formed from within. So you can't get happiness from outside influences. You have to be happy within yourself to truly be happy, and no one else can add people can add to your happiness, but no one should be able to take that happiness away.
Absolutely.
And once you're happy within yourself, you can truly be happy with everybody. Yeah, that you come across. But you have to have that happiness and peace within you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Completely.
That would be the single piece of advice I'd give to myself if I could.
That is very, very good advice. And I think that's the piece of advice a lot of us, or a lot of teenagers and a lot of younger generation definitely do need to hear. But it's one of those things, as an adult you kind of work it out, you kind of go up your different stages to your personal zen kind of moment, and that's usually one of them. And you know, and it also ties in what you're saying about worrying. So it's, you're worrying about things that probably don't need that at the time, you know, it's very valid at the time how you're feeling. But when you look back in retrospect, or you come through that issue, you think, what was I so worried about? And it that ties in exactly what you just said about finding happiness and your inner peace. Is, you know, when we're younger, we have so many different influences, and we have the wrong people around us, which is natural as a teenager, because you haven't got that experience to know who's a healthy person to be around from who's not a healthy person to be around. And you do pin your happiness on either a person or material thing, because that's what everyone else is doing, and you're just navigating through your younger years. And it's when you get older and established and you think, what was this all for? You know, happiness is not necessarily, is, well, it's not even not necessarily happiness, it's not material. It is something that you feel for yourself and you build for yourself. And it's very, very true. There are too many individuals out there, men and women, young and old, that still haven't worked out this little life nugget yet. And you know, I hope that someone listening thinks, you know, maybe that is something that they can learn from and draw on. And I keep saying, I'm not a therapist. But if you look at several, there's loads of different spirituality out there, and Buddhism as well, if that also kind of feed into that kind of mantra that to be happy, first and foremost, you have to be happy within yourself.
Yes, agreed. Most definitely.
All right. Well, Dwight, thank you so much for joining me and partaking in this podcast and divulging some knowledge and wisdom. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure. And thanks for thinking of me as well. It's been a very nice experience.
Thank you very much, and you're welcome. You're absolutely you're welcome. But for some reason I really thought you'd be the hardest person to get on here, you know.
I'm not sure why.
Thanks for proving me wrong.
Yeah,
maybe it's because you're my older brother and I'm just sort of have this little kind of sister kind of mentality of, is he gonna like this? Nah, it's fine, it's all good.
It's all good. Yeah it's fine, it was good. So I look forward to listening to all the others as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of To My Younger Self, To My Older Self. I would really love to hear back and have some feedback from my listeners out there, anyone that's listening to this podcast. And to do that, you can leave me a voice message on Anchor, or I'm on Twitter, so please feel free to drop me a message, and it's at TMYSTMOS1. I'll repeat that. That's TMYSTMOS1. And you can leave me feedback, or if you'd like to be part of the podcast and fancy answering my three questions for yourself, by all means, drop me a message and I would love to get in touch with you. Thank you very much for listening and your ongoing support. Good night.